When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hi, all. Lady R slash here. This is part two of my conspiracy theories regarding missing 411. And when I left you last, after episode one, we had been talking about a man and his dog, Joe and Chip. But they got lost. They disappeared in what would become the biggest search operation in Michigan's history. That's where I left you. They find his keys in his car, which is unlocked, something those that know him say Joe would never have done. So what could have happened to him? The search is on, and that's where we are going to start today in part two of the Missing 411 Conspiracy Theories short series. So they find out that Joe and his dog are missing. But then, even more bizarrely, when the family of Joe Cluley returned to the cabin on the 1st of August, they were stunned to find out that his loyal dog, Chip, was there, sitting on the front doorstep. Aside from an obvious loss of weight, he was perfectly healthy and certainly didn't appear to have been living in the wild for several weeks, no less. Whatever happened to Joe, however, still remained a complete mystery, as why the search was called off only after 4 days. I mean, was this another example of how the authorities knew more than everyone else, and so they don't want to say anything? Only several weeks after the disappearance of John Cluley, 35-year-old Derek Hennigan would disappear in nearby Newberry. On the afternoon of the 4th of August in 2008, around 4:30 p.m., he would leave his friend's home and head into the woods in order to meet his girlfriend. They had arrangements that they had planned earlier that day. Their plan was to meet at a deer hunting blind. However, when Hennigan didn't arrive, his girlfriend raised the alarm that something wasn't right. Not only did Hennigan have two children with his ex-wife, who he called without fail every night, his girlfriend was 5 months pregnant. So for him to disappear would have been so out of character for him, it was beyond unusual. And perhaps it's worth noting that the notion the family had of Derek Hennigan, they believe his disappearance is connected to criminal activity of which their son is a victim. The authorities, however, officially class it as a standing missing persons case, meaning it's unlikely that they will do any more investigating. What do they know? It's also worth noting, as Politis points out, that this area of Michigan is almost entirely surrounded by dense forests, as well as large bodies of water, has a population around 2,500. That two people should completely disappear in such similar circumstances is a little strange, even if you are a big skeptic. Even more suspicious, only 4 years earlier, in practically the same location, so to give you perspective, it was only 15 miles from where Hennigan disappeared, another Michigan resident simply vanished without a trace. What perhaps makes the disappearance of this 30-year-old Christopher Halleck even more suspicious is that, like Cluley, 4 years later, he was an experienced outdoor person. He knew the area of Michigan extremely well. What's more, one of his favorite places in the region is this Falls State Park. This is the same location where Joe Cluley would spend his last known moments by water. On the 17th of March in 2004, after shopping at a local convenience store to pick up some snacks and some sodas, he would head out to his family cabin, where he liked to spend a lot of his free time, the majority of it, really. When he didn't arrive, however, despite their conviction that he was likely all right and holed up somewhere in the wild, his family notified the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department. Both they and units from the Michigan State Police would conduct a thorough and extensive search of the area. Now, initially, they would manage to track his snowshoes for several miles. However, it soon made a turn into a very tangled and densely wooded swamp area. Certainly not the type of terrain an experienced outdoor person would enter, knowingly or willingly. Interestingly, though, this is another detail, right, that comes up repeatedly in many of these cases. Despite a very defined pathway or track being present, the respective person who vanishes often seems to wander into terrain that's almost impossible to negotiate. Why would they do that? Well, one theory is...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is that such people are taken into these inhospitable regions against their will. The search for Halleck would continue for several weeks, including areas that he was known to visit or stay regularly. He even had caches of supplies in various places in the wilderness in case he ever became trapped due to a number of reasons. When one of these caches was discovered with many of the supplies thrown and displaced, it was a rather ominous sign, as was the spent slug from a gun, especially as Chris, for all his outdoor passion, didn't do the best of his family and friends' knowledge in carrying any type of firearms. Ultimately, no sign of Chris Halleck has ever been discovered, despite the wilderness of the region, that a person could simply vanish in spite of the intense search efforts which took place is highly unlikely. Did he just puff up into the wind? What happened to this guy? And we have talked about these experienced hikers and explorers before. They know what they're doing. It's not, you know, as if some city slicker came in and thought they'd hike 5 miles that day and got lost. We're talking about someone that spent most of their free time in the wilderness. Now, there's another vulnerable group, the sheep herders and farmers. I've talked about them before. And as I've already mentioned, some of the strangest circumstances and connections come from these disappearances of the sheep herders and farmers. Might sound like a wild idea to you if you're not familiar with what actually goes on in the fields and things in our country, but it happens, and it's common, more common than it needs to be. I mean, sheep herders and farmers, okay, both of which live most of their lives in relative isolation, which is why a lot of people don't know a lot about them. They're in drastically rural areas with little or no human contact other than their immediate families, you know, those around them. And because they're alone a lot, maybe it isn't too much of a surprise then that some of the most bizarre tales happen from these very specific groups, while the particular connections and why they appear aren't really known. We don't know. Like the berry picking connection that we'll talk about in a little bit. It's apparent randomness of all of this that makes it so crucial to get some sense of understanding. One of the strangest cases involving a disappearing sheep herder is that of Dewey Cook, who vanished while scouting an area for the flock in Bitter Creek, around 10 miles from the Wyoming-Colorado border. And this was in the afternoon in March of 1942. A search of the region would take place almost immediately and go on for about a week. However, despite this and the utilization of aircraft over the area, no sign of Cook was ever found. Until 2 years later, that is, when a group of the man's friends organized another search of the area. They just couldn't believe it. And they would discover skeletal remains that were eventually identified as those of Dewey Cook. That's great, but what is strange is these remains were discovered in a part of the area that had already been searched extensively several times. What's more, for such a sensational find as it undoubtedly was, there was very little, if any, press information available on the details that might have led to Cook's death. Still, they find him, but what happened here? It would appear as though his body simply arrived at this destination 2 years later after vanishing in almost the same spot. It's not even possible. Another strange sheep herder case would unfold a little over a decade later in Burbank, Washington, with the disappearance of 72-year-old John Davis. Davis would eventually go missing on the 26th of August in 1956, and despite a search taking place, there was no sign of the missing man. However, in January of 57, a report reached police of a strange object under a pile of snow in a field near the Hooper Sheep Ranch, which employed Davis. A closer search did not take place until several weeks later, however, as the witness believed the object was likely just a dead sheep. On the 18th of February, though, it was discovered to be that of the missing John Davis. What is truly strange, however, according to the report of the find in the Walla Walla Union newspaper, was that Davis's clothes were in a pile near the body. The report, however, didn't speculate on why this might be the case, or whether Davis removed the clothes himself, which does sometimes happen in extreme cases of hypothermia, or whether he was forcibly stripped of his garments. Perhaps, bizarrely, only 2 weeks before the last known sighting of Davis, slightly to the south of the state of Washington, on the 21st of August in Arizona, another sheep herder, Jerry Garcia, would also vanish without a trace. What's more, Garcia has never been found. On the 3rd of August in 73, Greg Llewellyn was watching his flock in Bench Creek in Utah. However, when his friends went to speak with Greg the following day, not only was the sheep herder not there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
His campsite was in a very suspicious state. For example, it looked as though he had been disturbed while maybe he was sleeping. His bed was unmade, as if he had gotten up quickly. When the group discovered the sheep herder's flashlight, it was 250 yards away from the campsite. It sent a dark tone around their collective outlook. Furthermore, both of Greg's dogs were also missing, and his two horses were tied to a tree. One of them was hobbling. The entire scene as you can see, seemed to be one of a rushed and forced exit. Even his revolver that he kept with him under his bedroll all the time remained in its place. So he's in a hurry. Is he scared he didn't take his gun? Whatever the reason for his exit, Greg left in a hurry. Even more strange, hunting for clues, there was no blood or tissue or any other sign of physical assault anywhere near the area. If a struggle had ensued with a human attacked or abductor, it would seemingly not be the case, unless he was completely taken by surprise and just picked up and rushed out of there. Furthermore, because of this lack of blood or anything else, an attack from a wild animal can pretty much just be ruled out, because that's messy no matter what. On the other hand, also because of this lack of evidence of any attack, the official investigation states that the sheep herder must have left on his own accord, a notion that Politis asserts is very doubtful. And really, again, if we put our common sense hat on, this doesn't make any sense. He just decided to leave everything that he went out there for and wander into the wilderness and never come back? How far could he even get on foot? The only other reasonable explanation was that he was abducted. The scene was very much in support of that. It's almost as if he was just erased from existence. Incidentally, 3 days after the discovery of his disappearance, the two dogs come back. So what's up with that? Have you heard about these stories? We're talking missing 411 and the conspiracy theories around it. Alien abduction? What do you guys think? We'll continue this discussion in part 3 of Missing 411 Conspiracies. This is Lady R slash. Keep on listening. We always have more stories to share.